The lady to my right, her name is Erin Brockovich, and everybody knows you. Do you ever go anywhere, Erin? Welcome, by the way. Glad to have you here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Where do you go that nobody knows you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. People will sometimes know me visually, and sometimes they won't, but they'll see my ID, and they'll know the name. And
yeah, it's pretty tough to ignore there.
There's some strange things. They're like, oh, Erin Brockovich, that's the film, Julia Roberts. And I'm like, I'm Erin Brockovich. And yeah. They're like, well, no, there isn't one, because that's Julia Roberts. I mean, really bizarre stuff.
Yeah.
But it's been overwhelming for certain.
How weird is it to have a movie made of your own life?
Weird. You pick the only word I can come up with.
Really?
I have tried to find so many sophisticated SAT words to talk about what this is like. And it's like, it's weird. Very
unusual. It seems to me it would be incredibly vulnerable.
You're correct. It has been a wild experience, one that I wasn't looking for or anticipating.
Did somebody come and knock on your door one day and say, Erin, it's Hollywood calling?
No, it started with a girlfriend of mine who I used to visit all the time for chiropractic care. Mm-hmm. And I'd show up, you know, in my short skirts and my high heels, you know, dead frogs in the back of my car and talking about green water. And she's like, what do you do in your life? And so I told her and shared stories with her. She was friends with people at Jersey Films.
Okay.
Danny DeVito.
Okay.
That's how it started.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just by sharing information.
But didn't you disbelieve it up until the very end that this thing was actually going to fall into place and, you know, have a premiere and you could go to the Oscars and all that stuff? Or did you believe it straight away?
No. I believed straight away what was happening in that town in Hinckley, California.
Yeah.
That's where I was putting my foot down. And I was focused on that even though they were making the film. You know, somebody at Jersey Films, Carla Schomburg, who's an executive producer, she was really good with me saying, you know, a lot of people when this stuff happens can get overwhelmed, excited, they expect this, it doesn't happen, they're disappointed. She said, we buy movie rights all the time.
Yeah.
More often than not, they sit on a shelf.
Yeah.
So that's the mindset that I had.
Yeah.
And then when it did happen, I was always like, okay, it's never going to happen. I was focused on my work, and it started to move pretty fast.
Because you were still working on the Hinckley case, and we're talking about, of course, if you haven't seen the movie Erin Brockovich, I don't know what cave you've been living in, but you really ought to stream it tonight. But it is a story about Erin's efforts in Hinckley, California, mm-hmm. to uncover some very, very just contaminated water supplies in Hinckley, and it all had to do with what was being left over from a facility there that was owned by PG&E.
Correct.
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, so, you know, they knew. It was the cover-up. It was the deception. It was the lie that was twisting all of us up. And I've so learned that in communities. They can handle the truth. They're resilient. They're amazing. But what they don't deal with is the lie, is the cover-up, and that they're left vulnerable and in harm's way. And so that was an issue that the company had known since the late 50s and known that it was a very dangerous chemical in the well water.
And clearly that you proved that, because of the amazing settlement that was garnered by you and the rest of that legal team that have those, those certificates on the wall that took part in this. It was an amazing adventure. Are you still in touch with any of the folks from Hinckley?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we're still out in Hinckley because after the film came out, they had been drawing, they had these big aeration fields where chromium-6 is attracted to pumping. So where you pump, it will go. And then they were shooting it out into the air. So after the film, the state of California went out there and said, there's too much X-chrome into the air, and they shut them down.
Yeah.
Well, at that juncture, the plume broke through and went on a new march. And the same person, Roberta Walker, who came to us in the beginning, called me and said, PG&E is knocking at my door at my new house and wants to test my well water. We couldn't believe it. Well, her well was contaminated.
Again.
And so Hinckley has all been bought up now by the company.
Yeah.
They're on about a 100-year cleanup out there. So here we are there again. And during all of this, I was also working in Kettleman, where they had another plant. And same situation. That case settled in 2005 for $335 million.
So the calling for you, it has nothing to do with the movie. The movie is because of the calling, but the calling hasn't changed for you, has it?
No. I never in my life imagined. Hinckley was that situation where I just, you know, put my finger in the dike to help those people. I had no idea. Well, spring 27 years into the future since I began my work out there. I was 31 years old and I'm 58 this Friday. I'm like, oh my gosh, where is the time gone? That this would be an ongoing problem for different hosts of reasons with this company, and such a large ongoing issue throughout the country.
Yes, and there is more of that to come, because, you know, I'm sure you're asking the question that we initially asked when we knew that Aaron was coming to town, and that is, why is Aaron Brockovich in Sonoma County? I don't think the answer will really come as a shock to you after this conversation, but we will dive more deeply into that with Aaron Brockovich and more. That's coming up next.